What's up?
This is Draco.
And this is Alicia.
And you're now tuned in to OD Podcast.
Oh. Period. Oh, say can you see by the pod's early mic?
Was
so proudly we record while they're gallantly streaming. Who's broad stride?
I knew you was a Trump supporter.
I don't support Trump or Biden, actually.
Same.
Like, I don't know what we finna do. I'm gonna vote though. But I don't know what we finna do. I'm gonna figure it out at the 11th hour. And that's actually embarrassing because I definitely am not voting for Trump, but it's the fact that I don't want to vote for Biden either. It's a sick, cold world we live in. Sick, cold world. The person I wanted to vote for, he never got the primary nomination because people felt like he wasn't going to live. And he is living.
Daylight saving time on the West Coast is so dramatic that it just really takes a toll on your body. And I don't know if it's all over, but I know for a fact that it don't really be hitting me this hard. Like, I'm the type of person where when it's this time of year, I automatically adjust because this is, like, my favorite time of year. If anything, in the fall time, when the time go back, that's when I feel it the most. But I don't know what's going on. It started getting dark at 5 o'clock, and now it get dark at 8 overnight like that.
Ain't that crazy? Over a single hour change.
A 1 hour change, and then the, like, waking up in the morning, like, I normally wake up at, like, 5 or 6 and be fine. That feels terrible. It feels almost like it's, like, 3 a.m. It's disgusting.
Well, I normally wake up at 6 a.m. to go to the gym, but this the real test right here because when I wake up, it's really 5.
Yeah.
So, yeah, pray for me.
There's a lot going on, but, and then on top of that, this month, well, the month of February and then the beginning of March up until now has been the busiest I've ever been since I moved here, which is amazing. Which is good. But it has allowed me to just slow up on everything else around me, which I'm not, I don't want to, like, fault myself because I'm like, at the end of the day, I need to work. I need money. If ain't nobody paying my bills, I don't got nothing for me. Period.
Yeah.
Put a little coin in my pocket if you want me to move a certain way. You know what I'm saying? But
I know that's right.
I'm just really trying to, like, figure out what type of, because I realize that if I don't have a routine, I'm effed up. My house gets dirty.
You gotta make time for stuff.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my house get dirty. My routine before was easy. I wake up every morning and do it. But now, since I've been working, I have to work early. Like, my client started like 6 a.m., so I don't have that time. By the time I get home, I'm not doing that. Them dishes going in the dishwasher, and I do everything else when I wake up from a nap, if I feel like it. But that's,
I'm a dishwashing queen.
Oh, me too.
They can never make me hate her.
I be having friends that try to make me feel bad for using dishwasher, but think about it is, once again, back to what I said in the beginning, if you're not contributing to them bills, woo.
Try to make you feel bad about using an appliance?
You need doing a dishwasher. You need to wash them because the water. And I'm like, here's the thing, though. Do you not use a lot of water when you wash them by hand?
And I hope they know, actually, contrary to popular belief, washing dishes by hand uses significantly more water. That's a fact.
It does.
Significantly more water. And it saves time. And it actually gets it really clean, like truly clean. And it can sanitize. It just got, that's a weird, even growing up, that wasn't no rule in my house. We washed them dishes in that dishwasher.
It definitely was a rule in mine.
I don't understand.
It was a rule in mine and my sister's house.
Maybe dishwashers weren't as efficient previously, and so people just never adapted.
Okay, well, it's 2024, and I adapted about 10 years ago. I've been using dishwashers since I had
my
first.
25. Yeah.
I've been using it since I first got my apartment.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, and then my thing is, I've never had a problem with, I mean, my dishwasher downstairs so supreme. Let me tell you something.
You got a new one, so I know yours is going off.
I can put it back in the box and give it back to Target. The dishes. That's how brand new they look. I ain't never seen food a day in his life. But anyway, what you been up to? It's been a lot going on. You said it's been your busiest month ever. What happened?
My busiest month is just, so because of the strike, they had to push all the award shows back. And this year we had two Oscars. I don't know if people noticed that. We had Oscars in January and we had the end of January and we had Oscars this past Sunday.
I did not realize that.
And so whenever those award shows come around, Oscars, Grammys, whatever, everybody floods LA because it's always different events and different like company parties, like these record labels have parties, these production companies, they have parties, they have events, and it's like all day, every day, and they start early because of the time. I don't know. I've never been anywhere where events start at 9 a.m. Like
sound like brunch event. To me. Breakfast.
You know what I'm saying? Like 3-4. I don't know. I just think that if anything, it'd be afternoon. But these events start early. These award shows start early. Red carpet start early. So I'll just be having to get up so early. But it's been award shows weekend after weekend. And then during the week, people been having like conferences and stuff. And of course, they need makeup and stuff done. And I've just been meeting a lot of different people, working with my agent. This week, this probably the only day I got off, today and tomorrow.
Well, and we're grateful that you squeezed us in.
Listen, I don't want you to feel like that, but I just want to be realistic. Because I'll be like, I don't want our listeners to feel like I just be a band. I say this all the time, but I don't be trying to like, because I haven't even done YouTube videos. I haven't been, my camera been sitting here. I don't even carry it.
Create. But you know what creator is? The man above. And he created his agenda and his schedule for you to even have the capacity to put the food on the table and put the plates in the dishwasher.
Okay. So hello. I just haven't been able to do anything outside of makeup for real. Honestly, I've just been focused on that because by the time I'm done, I had to carry all those bags up here. It's just a lot. I mean, I don't mean to complain. This is stuff that I have to do. Like, this is my job, and it could be way worse. It's easy. It's not really that hard, but I'm not 12. I'm 34, so I don't have as much energy. Energy is as I had when I was 21. Girl.
Any new clients that you were excited about?
So I didn't get booked for that shoot I was telling you about, the one in Florida.
Oh, what happened?
I don't know. I was here working. So, I mean, it made up for it. I don't care.
I hear you. That would have been really cool, though.
So, a lot of executives. I haven't really had any, celebrity clients, which I'm okay with. I don't want to just work solely with celebrities. I do enjoy working with, executives with companies and stuff because I can get more jobs that way. I feel like when you're working with a celebrity, they want you for yourself. I got videos, I got this, I got that. So they want to just keep you for themselves. But of course, if you're working with somebody that's like a label A&R or label owner or whatever the case may be, these people not getting makeup done every day, but they're getting it done often enough and they don't mind passing your contact around.
Say dropping a name,
You know what I'm saying? So I like that. So I would prefer that. You know, of course, the celebrity clients bring in more activity to your social media and stuff. But dealing with that sometimes is just a lot. I don't be in the mood all the time. But
would you say the executives are a little bit more easygoing, or what? Like, how are they versus like your artists and stuff like that?
From my personal experience, I've had all great experiences with executives because most of them are low maintenance. They got so much going on, they barely even have time to do stuff for themselves at all. So they're just appreciative that you even there and you feel it. You know what I'm saying? Opposed to you working with celebrities, and sometimes I don't really have this problem, but sometimes they can kind of make you feel as if like it's an honor for them to even be in my chair, which it is. I'm not saying
people be acting like that. People be acting like that to the celebrity. I feel like it creates that monster in a way.
Yeah, or the celebrity act like that with us though. They're like, it's an honor for us to even be sitting in your chair, and you need to be this way and do this. But it's just a different feeling when you're working with somebody who, it's just normal.
Yeah,
I can't explain it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I get what you're saying. It's like, and it, what's crazy is the executive is really the brains behind why you even know that artist and stuff like that. But I do think for celebrities, like artists, rappers, singers, whatever, I just think that even when you think hairstylists and makeup artists and whoever stylists, they will drop everything for that celebrity. So it puts it puts the battery in the back of that celebrity to even carry on like that. Like, you should be honored that I'm even sitting in your chair, because how dare you be humble working for me? How dare you? You know what I'm saying? When there's people who don't even want me to pay because they just want to be in my presence. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's hard. And it's you almost have to dumb yourself down. A lot of people don't like the fact that, and this is weird to even say, like, I don't think people notice it. Like, some people are okay with it, but a lot of times people don't want to book you because you have your own vibe going on. Like, say, for instance, if I am a type of person where I like to dress up, I'm doing stuff on social media, a lot of times they don't really care for that. They want somebody who don't know their worth. I even seen somebody tweet that before. Like, oh, I love getting my hair done by hairstylists that don't know their worth yet. Like, oh, yes, girl, do my not.
That's such a wild thing to even admit. That's crazy.
I saw that and I said, I always wondered that. Like, I always wonder if that's
they want to humble you. It's like, they need to be the biggest one in the room. How dare you have motion? Regardless of how long you've been doing this.
Listen, I've gotten fired from jobs. I've gotten, like, not booked for jobs. All because of the stuff that I buy. And I know that, and I'm being so serious. Like, just because I wear certain things or whatever, like, now, I've just kind of conditioned my brain. Because even though, like, I'm like, damn, I should be able to wear whatever I want to wear and look how I want to look. If I'm doing my job, I'm showing up on time, I'm executing it perfectly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel
what
like
is the it way that you think they think. Do you think they are you think they intimidated, or do they think you're not serious? Like, what is it?
Intimidation, okay. Insecurity, intimidation, everything, all of the above. Because it's almost as if, like, they control you, especially if they work with you a lot. It's almost like, oh, you're living like that because of me. You wouldn't have been stuff a big cousin would. Exactly. That's what it is for real. So now I've had to, like, condition my brain to just, like, not think that way. So lately I've been, like, going to work with all black on again, like I used to.
I hate that.
You know, just try to, in a way, dumb myself down or just make myself look more quote unquote professional to them. Because for one, let's be honest. I'm in a city where minorities, the blacks are literally the minorities, like, period. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not that many of us, especially in my field, working at the height of where I'm working at, or the people that I'm working around. So I have to really be cautious of that and realize that I'm not in a place where I can make my own calls about stuff. So I have to kind of just follow industry standards until I'm able to do what I want to do. So I'm back on square one with that. Like, all black on, which I'm not mad at. I mean, I like all black. I just stopped because it reminded me of Mac. I wore all black every day for 5 years working at Mac. So I don't, wearing all black all the time just is not exciting to me, because it just give me work clothes C's.
I love how all black look, but I get
it's
it.
It's cute. I mean, and honestly, it's good for makeup artists because I don't get my clothes dirty when I wear all black. Like, it works, but.
Dang, free you.
No. I hope I don't sound ungrateful, and I hope I don't sound.
But you don't sound ungrateful. But it does sound a little miserable having to, like, not be your true self and all that just for the sake of maintaining clients. That's crazy.
It's not miserable.
And you grown. Like, how you supposed to carry on for your personal life? It's like you gotta play a part 25/8, even if you're not in front of the client.
It's not everybody, but the problem is you don't even know who it is until you're 3 months, 4 months in working with this person consistently. It's not like something that show the day of. It's like. And I'm always confused because most of the times when I'm working with these people, I have all this stuff before I even started working with you. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
This is old. Like, I don't
also probably like, how can you afford that? Like, that's, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. That's lame. I don't like that.
I'm sorry, y'all. I have some very needy friends, unfortunately, and I have my phone on Do Not Disturb and my laptop, and they keep pressing send notify anyway because I'm not responding to
that. I actually think that's extremely inconsiderate. That's actually crazy.
It is.
It should have a block anyway button.
I just want to give y'all an insight on my life. So not only do I be having those issues going on, but then, like, my friends feel abandoned because of that. Like, I work a lot. And
abandoned is dramatic, but they're being dramatic.
They are. And in my head, I'm like, dang. Do you not go to work? Or do you not have nothing that you're doing? I don't get it. Like, I'll be on my phone just to kind of, like, separate from what's going on around me all the time because I get a little frustrated. But I feel like people take that as a moment to be like, oh, he ain't doing nothing right now. I can hit him up.
I don't like that. Have a full conversation. People annoy me so much.
No, I cannot. Like, I don't know. Please stop making people feel like they're entitled to do things for you just because you feel like you don't know what they got going on. Like, I'll be so annoyed. And I don't want to seem like a bitch, so I don't say nothing to people that often.
Start saying something more often.
I feel you. I got you.
That's crazy. Please.
It is.
All right.
But I've been I'm loving that I'm booked and busy. I swear I am. I love it. I love the fact that I'm working. I've been meeting a lot of cool people. And a lot of the people that I've been working with over the month have been rebooking me. Like, I've done them like 3 times.
Oh, I love that. I love it now. We love a repeat customer.
This weekend, though, is the NAACP Awards. And I'm going to try to pray that my arm don't fall off Friday and Saturday. Because, baby, I can't do my makeup with my left hand, but one of my clients I'm doing as a barter because she is a tattoo artist and she's flying here for her birthday and she's bringing her tattoo stuff. So we're going to do my tattoo on Friday after I get off of work. And then Saturday, I'm going to do her makeup for her birthday. But the rest of them, I'm going to be up from like 6 a.m.
She chose a fine weekend to come do some free stuff. Told her to come next weekend.
I'll fit it in. I mean, you just got to do what you got to do. This is coming. And I realized that I feel this way and I feel overwhelmed because I don't do cocaine like everybody else.
Okay. All right. Let's get into the Black Business of the Week. What you got?
Alicia said, boo.
Let's wrap it up then.
Let's see. So, Black Business of the Week this week. I went to a event maybe 2 weeks ago. I think it was 2 weeks ago. But anyway, I had the pleasure of attending an event for the celebrity lash tech and expert Dionne Phillips. She owns a lash and wellness spot in Beverly Hills, which is so nice. At the event, she provided massage services. She had a DJ. I ended up running into like some really notable makeup artists besides herself. She doesn't do makeup. She does lashes, but she's worked on some really insane projects and with some really big people. I was able to meet Ciara's makeup artist in person, which I love her. And she's been doing Ciara makeup since Goodies. Like, literally been with her the whole time. Yeah. Like, she's been
that's amazing. Every era.
And she still does her to this day.
I love that. That's some loyalty. Because Ciara had a little moment when people weren't hearing from her. So she was still staying down.
She stayed down. I love that.
Now look. The budget is limitless.
Listen. So Dionne,
I wonder if she was giving her raises over the years.
I'm sure. It happens like that. So Dionne herself, she serves clients like Victoria Beckham, Nia Long, Viola Davis, Naomi Campbell, Paris Hilton, Renee Zellweger, Mary J. Blige, and so many other people. I think that my favorite client of hers was Khalees, obviously, because she did a magazine cover with Khalees during her Flesh Tone album era, and that's actually where I got my inspiration to get my septum pierced. So I told her, I'm like, dang, I didn't even consider getting a piercing in my nose like that until I saw her come out like that, you know, whatever, boom. But she also has a product line. She does lash extensions, but she has a product line of lash tools such as like tweezers. She has makeup brushes, which she ended up gifting us, everybody who came to the event. She had a engraver there and she engraved our name in the brushes. So I'm not opening these at all.
I love that. Yeah. But what you going to do if you need some brushes real bad? You're going to be like, guess I'm going to brushes.
I actually have too many. Taking some of my kids. Like, I don't really need them like that. But I actually used her clusters yesterday for one of my clients. And they are salty.
Wait, the ones you sent me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like them.
Yeah, and she also has lash strips too, which are good for everyday look. Like, the lash pack that I got from her is like 5 lash strips, And they're all different styles, but they're small. They're not like big lashes. And she even has a pair of strip bottom lashes that I can't wait to use. So I want y'all to check her out. If you in California, go check out her lash studio to purchase products, get your lashes done. I know not everybody gets their lashes done, but she does have a whole bunch of different things. And just the vibe of the studio is just nice. I mean, I was just shocked to see, because I haven't really seen that, like, a black person having a business storefront in Beverly Hills. Like, this is literally blocks over from Rodeo Drive. Like, it was, it's on the main street. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. But her Instagram is at D Lashes. And then I think she has another one for her business. Let me see. Oh, no, maybe she doesn't. She just has that one. So her personal and her business page is the same. So it's D-L-A-S-H-E-S, and that's it.
I got to get into these cluster lashes, man. I got to understand how to put them on properly without burning my eyes and going blind. Because when I did have lash extensions done, I really loved the look, like the everyday look. I just did not like how they literally started falling out the next day. Like I lost so much of my natural lashes from having lash extensions. It just was like, this is an overpriced, inconvenient, and annoying service.
I also have some lashes from another brand. I'll send them to you off record, but they have some where you can that don't require glue. So you don't have to, they just come
what
sticky.
What's the magnet ones?
No, they just come sticky and you stick them on. And I've used them.
Yeah, send them to me.
I'll send them to you. But if I'm being real, I learned how to do individuals before I learned how to do strips. They way easier. If you can do strips, you can do that. Because it took me years to even learn how to glue a strip on the correct way. First of all, period. But then
you know
I had
how
to go
long
back.
Me. I used to just push it on my face.
Yeah, me too. Like that's how I used to put it on. But I realized that it's so much easier with tweezers. With some good tweezers, it's easy. But
I realized definitely. The reason why I wasn't putting them on right because I wasn't letting the glue get tacky. I just was putting them on so they would be sliding.
You got to let the glue dry a little bit and get tacky like your ex-boyfriends.
Oh, I know they're no tacky, man.
I want to put that on the t-shirt. No tacky one.
Do it. You can do it right now. But yeah, send me them clusters. I need to try it out. But I do want to get into it. Something you sent me earlier, or maybe something somebody else sent me. They had like the different sizes, like you know how lash techs have like the lash maps and all that. They have them in clusters like that. So if I can, and I have a lot of strip lashes, but if I can get to a point where I can do those clusters and just leave them, because my friends, hers be lasting like beyond like days, sometimes a couple weeks. So
it depends on the glue. I don't recommend that one glue that you get from a store that's like, it come in, it look like a little bottle and it's black and liquidy. I don't recommend
like
that
hair glue.
Because, no, it's more liquidy. It's lash glue, but it comes in a small thing. And that's what people use in a nail salon where they get them individuals on. And that glue dries really hard. If anything, I would just use regular lash glue like Duo. But of course you have to.
Yeah, I like Duo.
I like Duo. But you just have to let it get tacky. So I just squeeze a little bit on the little lash container and let it get tacky a little bit and dip it. That way I can just stick it on there and then be ready to go.
Okay. Yeah.
It's
easy.
But yeah, they come mapped out. Like the ones that I have, the top row will be like the longest ones. And then the two middle rows will be like the medium size and then the small ones. So
I'll
do like.
Perfect the cat eye. It's a wrap for all
you. Yes. That's what I be going for. I never put them all the way across because I want you to see the eyeshadow. And I just that cat eye look, like that
me
wing.
Me too. Meow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Me too. And then I got my cousin got me this UV. I've been wearing press-ons forever, but my cousin got me this UV press-on kit where the glue is also UV. So I just put it under the thing. And them press-ons lasted me 2 whole weeks. Like, I was like,
That's crazy. I actually just seen somebody get UV extensions glued in their head.
Really? That's funny. I mean, when I do the regular press-on kit, that's not the UV, those still last, but I think they might last me like 10 days, but this UV kit lasts me 14 of them things. 4 days matters. So, that's pretty much what I'm on. So, anywho, all right, I'll put the information in the episode notes, and let's get into this week's episode. It's been a lot of hot gossip going on. First, let's get to Twitter. Tweets from the streets. The people is not liking Beyonce's Cowboy Carter announcement, not even knowing what it is. I guess it's the name of the album, the next Renaissance. I mean, the next installation.
Yeah.
Did you see that? Yeah, maybe it's a Jay-Z album.
I think that's probably why they don't like it. It's something about Jay-Z that Beyonce fans hate. And it didn't start until crazy. The Lemonade album came. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And here's my thing about that, right? We all can have our personal feelings about things, but I think it's a waste of energy. If you are, like, say for instance, even I know this is a touchy subject because it's domestic violence.
I knew you were gonna say Chris Brown.
With Chris Brown, right? He's done a lot of different things, but in specific to Rihanna, she's forgiven him publicly. Like, Karrueche she's forgiven too. Him, moved on.
Well, I ain't gonna say Karrueche forgave him, but he ain't blocked.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, if these people not bothered by it, or if they can be to a point where they're forgiven and moved on, then I feel like the world do too. I don't know what it is about stans in particular. They just love holding on to stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
I agree. Because then my thing is too, not speaking to you directly or anybody directly, but y'all had boyfriends cheat on y'all. Y'all know people who were married. Y'all know pastors and stuff who stepped out on their wives. Y'all know not saying that that's right, but why are y'all trying to make it seem like, oh, it's the end of the world just because it's Jay-Z and Beyonce? If she forgave him, move on.
I'm glad you said you want to talk to me, because you know, bye.
Oh, I know.
Stay where you was at, because I don't want you. But I, you know what it is? I think it's because the general public lacks context. You know, they don't know what else happened. They don't know about the conversations that might have happened behind the scenes. They don't know about the emotion. You know, we really don't know nothing about none of these folks, especially Beyonce and Jay-Z. And truth be told, maybe he didn't even cheat on her. We don't even know for real, even though he kind of spoke on his own as well. But I'm just saying, in reality, we don't know nothing. And I agree with you. If the people that are involved have moved on or seemingly moved on, then we have no dog in that fight. We actually never had a dog in the fight. We ain't even have fists in the fight.
It ain't none of our business. I don't know. I personally think, I don't know. I personally don't have any feelings towards the album title, Cowboy Carter. I mean,
this makes me want to know more. Like, okay, what does this mean? Yeah. Is this a dedication? Maybe this is for Uncle Johnny. Maybe Johnny was a cowboy.
But the thing about it too is when Renaissance came out, I had feelings like that too. I'm like, what is this? We didn't know anything about the songs, no song titles, no nothing. All we knew that it said that it was house music. And I was just like, how is this about to be? Just confused. And I ended up loving the album. So I think that people need to stop trying to project and just stop trying to figure things out. Are you going to support or are you not? I damn sure support it. Last time, when she dropped the four covers and the t-shirts and stuff came out, I remember I ordered the wrong size on one of the t-shirts. I think I ordered like two sets or three. And one of them, I got a small shirt, knowing I ain't never worn no small in my adult life, in my life. And I tried to email them to exchange the size, but I guess they had sold out. So they just canceled my whole order. So I ain't even get it. So this time I was like, let me just make sure. Let me order just one. And then let me make double, triple check to make sure I got my size right.
Well, all this fails, go a size up. Little bag ain't never hurt nobody.
Mm-hmm. 2X me down, boo.
Period. But yeah, I saw people having discourse about it. And it's just, you know, I wish I could be a fly on the wall when Beyonce be seeing the stuff that people be tweeting and posting about. I know she'd be like, this ain't 2X.
I actually like the fact that she keeps that side of her away. Like, nobody.
Me too.
Because I think that we've become... I think that the problem with the industry now is that people overshare too much. It's like,
for sure.
And now the fans are expecting so much. They're like, they want to know what you eating, what people times you be accessible. Using a bathroom.
Twitter started that.
Yeah, so it's
celebrities
like
was not on the internet until Twitter, bro. It was even on MySpace, they had like generic fan pages. But Twitter is when they started to like, the first person I can think of is Rihanna. But even though Rihanna didn't have access to her page earlier on, there were even lower level celebrities who didn't have like representation that was like Lil Duval. No shade, but he's obviously not like an A-list. But he was tweeting like all these different celebrities were they just created a camaraderie where people are comfortable enough to feel entitled. Even though they felt that way before, but they really crossed that line with social media.
Oh, yeah. I do hate that Beyonce daddy and mama get on the internet spilling tea. Like, girl, how you know she wants y'all to know that?
She can, and they ain't, clearly she can't, you know, obviously she can't control them, but it's just funny because they were like, them your rules.
It's Matthew getting online yesterday. talking about how he was talking to Blue behind backstage in London or something, and how she was he was looking for her, and Beyonce said that she was rehearsing, and he was like she was rehearsing because she had read all the negative comments online, and I'm like, okay.
Oh, I know, bro. I would have went off. I ain't gonna lie to you. I would have went off because how dare you make me look insecure.
Exactly. Like he made a long passage. Him and Tina, and they so they don't know. They don't know no. But they just say anything after
that. I know he saw the comments too.
Girl, I'm not.
Why would he think even us as consumers know better than that? Why would he think that that's something to share? That would actually piss me off. Actually, I'm pissed off right now. Actually,
I don't know. Well, what would make him do that?
Yeah, not because she saw the comments. Okay, all right. All right, let's move on. So Dre Michelle is pregnant by a young man. All right, look, we just talked about age gap dating on the prior episode.
We did, the previous episode, and that's so crazy that this came up.
For real, and as soon as, now I think Drea was the cause of it, because I remember seeing a picture of her leaving the game in them overalls, and her stomach was looking like a watermelon. But as soon as she made her announcement on Women's Day, here come Drake, like, hold my drink. So, you know, allegedly Drake is dating Lotto's sister. This is my thing on it.
That's messy. Know.
It is messy, but not that's really. Messy. Because Nicki?
Only because she's so close to Nicki. And, I mean, he's so close to Nicki. And Nicki
he's so
really
close to 21 Savage.
Huh?
He's so close to 21 Savage, too.
Exactly. But also, 21 Savage don't like Nicki Minaj either. They got into it really bad before, on her last album, when all this stuff was going down, everybody started treating her funny, and she was dropping, like, music. She dropped a song with London on the track and 21 Savage, and she was supposed to shoot a video, but because of something, I forgot what happened, nobody wanted to do the video with her, and she was just like, dang, everybody just turning on her because of the Migos. I mean, yeah, that situation. I don't know, with Cardi and them.
I'm sure it's deeper than that.
It's deeper. So it's just, you know, I'm sure Nicki feels some type of way. Because out of all people, though, me personally, you can date who you want. I can date who I want. But at the same time, I know how certain things look. And I know how it could be presented to the public. I wouldn't even go that route.
Yeah, but no shade. Is that even his responsibility to protect her in that aspect?
It's not his responsibility, but they are label mates and they are like close. I don't know. And it just seems like a lot.
I think it's another one of those situations where the general public lacks context, because I'm sure over time, him spending time with 21 and 21 being with Lotto, like things just happen. And we talking about Drake. This man not going to be messing with this girl longer than 21 days. Okay.
So yeah, because she was just dating Ja Morant. Mm-hmm. I thought she was still with him.
And I guess she ain't in college no more, which is okay. But she's
not in school no more. I thought Lotto paid for her.
I'm assuming. I lack context. But I, you know, Drake is a weird, interesting person. So I genuinely would not expect him to be trying to protect Nicki by not dating his friend's girlfriend's sister. You know what I'm saying? Oh, sorry, I shouldn't use the word friend because it's a trigger word for Hazel. She think that means she better go play. Anyways, it's hard around here.
You need to say parlay. You think she know what parlay is?
Parlay! I like that. You want to go parlay? Ooh, nope, no, I can't say you want it either. Dang, it's strict around here. But yeah, I don't, you know, obviously I don't know these folks, but I get the label mate thing, but I genuinely don't feel like there should be label mate loyalty. That's like coworker loyalty. Am I loyal to somebody who work for my same company? Absolutely the freak not.
But I think for me, right, me knowing that I have a platform for one, and that I am who I am, speaking as if I'm Drake, not Draco. But if I'm this person, right, and I know that I'm associated with this person, and they're not seeing eye to eye, and it can cause some issues. Not saying that it's my fault, that is my place to protect that, but what's the Earth's population?
Yeah, but let's also share these two things. That video didn't prove a goddamn thing. All we got is that line from that song. But that video, you couldn't even make out.
What was the line of the song?
Something about the water and Clayco. It was something like that. It was very specific. Like, what you even know about Clayton County? But that, and then I don't know. If everybody do what you want to do. Back to the age gap thing. It's really tough on me because I do think that, like, the Drea situation is weird. The Drake situation is weird. Them Dreas, boy, they come out to play. I mean, parlay. But while everybody involved is grown, I just, for me, as someone that takes every relationship I'm in very seriously, it's just hard to imagine talking to anybody with that wide of a gap in any direction, older or younger. So that's why I'm a little judgy on it. But everybody's is a consenting age. It's just very strange. That's all. Because these,
and I do feel like in situations where it's like the guy is older and the girl is younger, it's a little bit more accepted for some reason. And I don't even know
if that is. Is it really more accepted? I think that people say that, but they also complain every time it comes up. Like with Drake,
like even with Carisha and Diddy. She's way younger than him. She's not a kid. I mean, she's not like too young. She's
in her 30s.
Is she in her 30s?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lori Harvey not, and everybody was with it.
Listen, I don't even know. Was they with that too?
I don't know. We had this conversation before, right? And I think that I don't speak too much on it.
Carisha just turned 30 last month.
Oh, okay. See, for me, like I said before on the previous episode, like when I was younger, I dated nothing but older guys. Like even like as a teen or like even just talking to them, I never really liked people my age just because of the childishness. Like, I don't know. I can't even explain it, right? So I can understand why somebody his age or whatever would want to talk to somebody older. It's just definitely not going to be received well from the public. And I mean, obviously, you would know why. But even if you look at it, I think that's just a standard for guys. Like, they always have a younger woman, especially when you have a certain amount of money. So, to have the tables flipped around, everybody is losing their mind. Because if you look at people like Donald Trump with his wife, are they still together? No?
Yeah, they still together.
You know what I'm saying? Just allegedly. Things like that with Diddy.
When you were dating older, did you really feel like you had something in common with these older men?
I didn't feel like I had something in common with them, but I felt safe. Like, I felt like...
Well, that makes sense. It's like a father figure. No shade.
No.
I'm just saying. Okay.
It's like, and that could be it. That could definitely be it, because I definitely grew up in the house about that. So that could very much so be the case. I think that for me, I just felt safe. I felt like this person was an adult. They knew what they were doing. And I'm trying to grow out of my childish ways. Like, I realized that I can't grow up really being around my peers because we're all in the same mental, in a way. We all kind of trying to figure it out. And even though I feel like it is better to just figure it out on your own and just let life experiences just teach you along the way. But I don't know. Yeah. Do I still feel like that? No, because I do feel like after a few years ago, I was like, maybe I should try dating older again, because in my case, I had to grow up kind of early. My mom passed when I was 18, and I was forced to grow up. Everybody having fun. I'm trying to have fun, but at the same time, I'm struggling. I'm trying to make a life for myself. I don't got nobody to help me around me. You know what I'm saying? So I had to kind of maneuver life very different early on. And so for me, when I talk to people my age or around my age group, a lot of times they seem very childish. Like,
yeah. Well, I think it's also it's just that relatability again. I just think it's because our life paths really shape who we are. But I will say I was always afraid of dating old, and I didn't have my dad. I mean, I knew my dad, but he was, you know, we all went down that road already. But I still was really intimidated anytime a guy even two. I remember when I was was this 11th grade? This was 12th grade. I was dating. I was 17, and my boyfriend was 19, and I was very scared. I was very scared. Like, to me, that was somebody's, he was on the verge of retirement. But again, I think it's because of me. I feel like we lack relatability, even looking back. Come on now. But it's just like, well, I don't know. I just have never felt driven to that. So when I see that type of relationship or dynamic, it's just like, what in the world? And I know I'm very smart, but even those things in general, I feel like there's certain things that you experience in life as like natural stages of life that you just cannot sit here and talk to a 21-year-old about. Like, it's just not, like, it's just,
it is very true.
You still talking about why you learned Pythagorean theorem in high school. And we don't move on from that. I'm talking about what they put in the water in Flint. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like little stuff like that. Or if you're talking about like, you know, it's kids who think that, what was they talking about in the Breakfast Club today? I don't, was it T.I.? Oh, it's kids who didn't even know LL Cool J was a rapper first. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if we have the conversation and you say something like that, the lady parts is drying up. I'm like, we not, there's nothing to, like, it's, to me, it's just such a trickle. It's like, oh, I don't know. And it's like, even when I see younger men or younger dudes, I'm just like, you look like a child.
That's another thing too. And I'd be afraid of that. So I actually tried dating somebody younger than me twice. The first time was okay, but the second time it was pretty good. And the reason why is because this person had their own shit. And mm-hmm. if I'm being honest, I've dated 32, 33-year-olds and people that's older than me that don't.
And I was going to say nothing. That too. You think that they older, they more established, and they be having NAN 2000.
So me coming from that, and then I'm dating a 26-year-old that got his own apartment, a car, two jobs, helping his mom with stuff, and, you know, investing money in situations. And I'm just like, okay, yeah. I can kind of do this.
I get it. It's like, this breath. Is beyond the bare minimum. This is great.
But in the same breath, the conversations between us sometimes, it just was like, dang, like, I'm way past that. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, mentally, I can't relate to a lot of stuff that we were talking about. And then on top of that, they did look younger.
Yeah, that
not at first, right there, but of like course, if you cut your beard off, it's like, dang, you look like your age. So now I look weird because it's like, this your cousin? This your, like, what's going on? Are you his sugar daddy or what? No.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know. It's like when we see our peers or people our age group, we it's like you recognize, it's like you're in another country and you hear an American accent. Them your people. But if you meet somebody who might know English, but they have a different accent, there is still a small disconnect there because it's like you just don't, I can't explain it. But when we see people around our age, we just know they're around our age. When you see younger people, it's just like, sweetie, are you here raising money for your football team?
Yeah.
How can I help you?
Selling candy on the train.
Yeah. I don't know. But either way, for me, it's a no. I mean, genuinely, I can see how it's possible, I suppose. But it's hard for me to think that you had to find love by taking this route. That's all. But it's everybody's a consenting adult. Yeah. So hey, who am I?
Some guys genuinely like older women, and some men, girls genuinely like older men, and there's nothing wrong with that.
They do. Right.
I feel like if you're in, if it's consensual and you are of age, do you? But please understand what that looks like.
Have something to say. General,
exactly. Like, you got to be able to accept the consequences that come with that. But
I
got
to be able to stand in your thing. I wouldn't even want, first of all, back to, and this is my last thing on it. First of all, Drea's son and her baby daddy the same age. Number two, I would feel guilty knowing if I was Drea, and obviously I can't relate to this girl in no way, shape, or form besides sharing the same lady parts and barely that. Dr. Slid. But, knowing she was a young mother, right, and knowing what she knows about parenthood and reaching the age that she's at now, why would she even think that he was ready to be a dad? You know what I'm saying? It's like, you've been a 22-year-old mom before. Actually, you were a mom even younger, and you got two kids. I don't know, whatever. I do think it's very irresponsible, but there's obviously a plan here, and I ain't gonna get in the way of it. You know what I'm saying? Then she's gonna delete it. She's gonna make a caption that said control alt delete. Like, girl, you didn't do that to that fetus. Sorry.
You take stuff too far.
So sorry. What was you gonna say?
I think, dang, that just made me forget what I was gonna say.
I was talking about her being a young mom.
I pay attention to stuff like the fact that he just got signed to the NBA.
Got a big check.
Let's just say I wouldn't be looking for something too serious from a person who just started getting money, because
exactly
they're gonna blow it. They're gonna be doing all sorts.
He's 22. He's so early in his career. Anything could happen.
They do stupid shit. I'll be on YouTube so mad watching these young people buy 7 Hellcats. Why do you need 7 of them? They be buying stupid ass shit, just buying watches. Like,
just because they can. Exactly. Yeah.
Like,
but
I watch BDG do that. Like, BDG, I actually really enjoy his YouTube. And he does make a lot of money. And
he's
feel
another
like
one that looks like a baby.
And he's 28.
See what I'm saying?
He's 28
years old.
That's
7 years younger than me, though. That's 7 years younger. That's a big gap.
And so I'm like, I look at him just spinning. I'm like, why do you need that? Like, yeah. I watched him, like, go to, I mean, have it. You having your way, have at it. I don't care. You young.
You know what's funny, though? Because he's making content. Earth. That junk is all business write-offs, truth be told, if he's smart. He is smart, but I'm saying if he's playing smart.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. But now he got a kid. I'm sure he ain't really on it. Or maybe he is. I don't know. But I don't know. That's just a red flag for me. I think people get so excited for that, though. They like, oh, yeah. My man buying me this, and that's cool and all, but
it's a right now thing. It's not like long term. Yes. Yeah, I agree.
Yes. And I've been there, like just on my own, just buying stuff out of my pocket. That's why I just get frustrated when people in the workspace say something about them, the designer stuff that I do have. I'm like, I don't even really buy that stuff no more because I realize it has expiration date. All that stuff not in style no more. Like a lot of it. I mean, a lot of it I do buy that's still in style, but at the same time, it's like I done spent $1,800 on some Prada boots that I don't even like no more.
Oof, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just, God help them all. How about that? We don't spend a lot of time on this, and we don't now gave them 2 episodes.
Sorry.
It's all good.
Alicia clearly hate young and old relationships.
You know, I just, you know, I think that I have, you know, last couple of years have really taught me that people, this gonna sound like I'm not a girl's girl, but a lot of women be lying and scheming, and I was really green to think that people be seriously in love in their relationships, but they really be scheming, and it's actually really sad. There's a lot of women that just be lying, and men too. Now don't get y'all the OG liars now, but a lot of women that I have met or come across or I know, they be so passionate about like something that happened to them that a guy did to them, but then when you find out what they did to the guy, I'm like, well, now wait a minute. You lied about what? I'm like, what? How am I supposed to support you? You're doing all this. So, you know, I be talking all the time about people who I say learn stuff late. I definitely gave people the benefit of doubt too soon. I mean, even I had this issue in high school. I used to want to be in love already. I wanted to be in love. I wanted to find love because I wanted to have this. I had this plan to be married before, like when I graduated from college, and not even realizing how young I was and thinking that I was just, you know, thinking I was ready for that type of life. But anyway, all I'm saying is people do not take relationships seriously. That's what it comes down to. And that's the real reason why the divorce rate is so high. People get married because they just want to get married, but it's not because they just are truly in love with this person and they want to create a forever life with them. And I think that I'm the last one standing that wants that. So
I'm very intentional these days. I think that I've been so go with the flow for so long, and that has never worked with me, but I just don't like putting a lot of effort towards certain things. And then when it turns out the way that I don't, you know, if it go left, I'm hurt. But I realized that how am I going to find somebody or find, you know, the person that I want if I'm not upfront about the things that I like and I want and that I need from a person?
What you mean? Oh, so you, when you say go with the flow, it's like even if you're not getting what you want or need, you just kind of like just see what happens.
I'll go into it and granted, I'm like, okay, I would want somebody that works, that's either like, that is an artist, not saying like a music artist, but I'm just saying like an artist of some sort of entrepreneur, so that way we can kind of relate to each other in a way and understand, you know, because for me, right, my issue is that if I attract somebody who has like that works at an airline or works at a call center or work at whatever, you know what I'm saying?
It's a data analyst. Hello.
Data analyst. These people work on a specific schedule. So it's like sometimes like my friends that are flight attendants get their schedule a whole month out. So they able to tell you they schedule for the rest of the month. Like, oh, I work this day, blah, blah, blah. But for me, it's like I'll have a free week and then I'll get a call and it's like, hey, we need somebody on set in 5 hours or tomorrow all day for 3 days. Or and, you know, it'll be one day, then they'll extend it to 3 days. And it's like, I can't. How am I supposed to explain that to you? Because you don't work in this type of field, so you don't understand that that's just how things are.
Now, do you feel like you have to explain it, or they just don't like it? Because when you tell them that up front, does it just not make sense?
They say that they like it, but then I feel bad because I have to kind of like postpone dates and postpone linking with them or going out to dinner because I have
a you should feel bad, job. But it's also something that's it's a little nuanced.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I said I would rather just date somebody that works in my field, so that way it can feel less of a blow because they understand it.
But
or less of a letdown on my end.
If they work in the same industry as you and their schedule is similar, then y'all won't have time for each other, no? Or
if there's a will, there's a way. Trust me, I've done it before.
So that same could be said to the flight attendant, right? Or people that work regular jobs. There's a will, there's a way.
But usually, I feel like when it comes to people that work in my field, they have a little bit more understanding of it opposed to somebody.
So the issue is not the schedule, it's the understanding. No, okay,
it's the understanding of it. Okay. Because like even if I explain it in the lamest terms to somebody that work those jobs and work in those type of fields, they're still going to be hurt or they're still going to feel some type of way. And now I'm getting the attitude or they're being dry with me because they feel like, oh, you playing in my face. But in reality, I'm like, this is just my job. Like,
now, how do you prioritize in a situation like that? Like, what if you really want to see this person and you want to spend time and all this other stuff, but you got a gig or something that came up? Like, do you ever just sacrifice something if you really think this person's worth it or what?
So I usually have certain days, like Sundays, I don't really work that much. But lately I have been, because those are the days that the award shows are on and stuff like that. But for the most part, Sundays are usually my free days, Sundays and Mondays. So I'll just plan something around that. But even that could be iffy sometimes, because like I said, last minute. But I don't know. I don't know. I haven't been able to fully figure out how to maneuver it. But even I think that's why I was so stuck with my last situation so much, because he works as an audio engineer for a recording artist. So he has the craziest schedules, and sometimes we'll be out and they'll call him and he's like, oh, they need me in the studio in 2 hours. They need to record 2 songs, blah, blah, blah. And he ended up being there all night. But I'm not offended because I know that that's his job. And that, you know, I have the same thing. But we'll be like, okay, well, I should be done at like 4 a.m. So I'm just come to your house afterwards. So I'll like leave the door unlocked. So you come over. I'm probably knocked out. You come in. You know what I'm saying? That probably is so much for other people.
My PTSD won't let nobody walk in my house at no 4 a.m. Somebody get like, hurt.
That probably is so much for some people, but it just works because unfortunately, that's just our time that we spend together and we enjoy that.
Yeah, I get it. That makes together sense.
To go to breakfast or whatever the case may be. Like, we figure it out along the way, and we did, and it just worked for us over time. But that's not always the case, because I'm going to get cussed out. Oh, you said we were going to go to dinner Friday at 7 p.m., and now you're working, and you don't know when you're going to be off again, and did it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that just makes me look bad and feel bad. And I'm like, I don't purposely do that, but I can't turn down a $500 job or $2,000 job or $5,000 job just because I want to spend time with you for 2 hours or 3 hours. Ooh, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't do that.
I hope you don't word it that way when you break the news.
I don't word it that way, but I would think that people understand that. I'm like, I said, but you know what it is? At the end of the day, I'm like, if that's the case, if that's going to bother you, then like,
it's just not going to work out.
Yeah, it's either not gonna work out or it need to be a situation where you be like, okay, cool, well, I'll just pay you for the day then. That way you won't go.
Oh, no, okay. Well, now that's
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I would say this. I think that I get it. I would definitely be annoyed if I was talking to somebody and they always had these. Because as soon as you think you got a pocket of their time and then something disrupts it, I definitely would feel a way. While I understand, it's tough because you, 9 times out of 10, you don't know that person that well yet. It's different if you know them, y'all have this camaraderie and you're able to like break the ice that way. But when you meet somebody, it's like this excitement period where it's like, usually you meet them, you talk on the phone all these hours, you texting all day. So it's a little different from somebody you might already have like a rapport with. And it's like, oh, okay, I get it. You got calls to the studio, but I don't know you like that. I'm trying to get to know you. But every time I try, you got to go be the face. How about you beat me?
That's why I be trying to say. That's why I said, like, honestly, I wouldn't even mind dating like somebody that I date that'll be like my manager. Now I understand why musicians a lot of times, a lot of...
dating or married? Like, would you let somebody you just dating manage, like, have that kind of power? I feel like trust is so hard to...
Good question. Because here's the thing, right? I don't know. Because, you never know people. And, like, of course, I wouldn't want them to, like, manage my funds. And I don't want to share accounts and do stuff like that. But I think that when it's a situation where, like, we're managing each other, I mean, you're managing me or whatever the case may be, I feel like you know my schedule. You're making my schedule.
Maybe they could start off as a rough draft assistant. You know what I'm saying? But be like,
now that could come off wrong because low-key assistant gives, like, maid.
Well, is it your maid or is it your assistant? You know what I'm saying? I think you set that expectation, right? About how you treat them.
That's true.
I guess I just think about, like, when somebody, you know, obviously business is very personal. Like, that's why people always say marriage is a business. But, like, in a relationship, if you have this person that you're not in that kind of commitment with, and they're managing stuff, they just get a lot of inside scoop on stuff that should come with time. And then when they leave, if y'all break up, they leave with that information. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, you can't revert that. Like, once they're exposed to that type of, insight, then that's just what it is.
It's
going to
take a lot of trust. It's going to take a lot of trust and time and just or whatever, but I don't know.
Like, oh, yeah, Draco, if you just offer him $200, he'll take it because he just want to be there. Oh yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
I got the account number. I mean, the only way he can get around, you know,
and in situations where like, I've witnessed this. That's why I'm like, I don't know, because I mean, I say that out loud, but then you know, me thinking about it, I'm like, dang, I don't know for sure, because I've even been in situations or seen situations where like people's husbands will ask for more money.
Hello, escape
and pocket.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And it's like, now y'all breaking up, and it ain't even about the relationship at this point. It's about the business.
Yeah.
And now you got to fix your good name in the eyes of these people that's been doing business. You know what I'm saying? And who knows? But and yes, it does take building trust. But I think for that kind of trust, it takes a long time. So first, you got to find somebody that's okay with your schedules. and then you gotta let it grow from there. It's hard. Life is hard. That's why I'm just finna. It's just... You know, whatever.
I do want to be married though, because I've really realized that like I do want to live a certain way, and I want a house, and I want to, you know, just experience life with somebody else. But I realize that it's gonna be so hard for me to do those things alone. I mean, it's not hard. Let me not say that. It's just gonna take a lot more work. It's gonna take a lot more work opposed to
keep your brain moving.
You know. I don't know. Like, I would rather just be able to get a house with my husband and be able to feel comfortable with that instead of me just having to be the person to do it alone.
Well, might I suggest if you get married, don't buy the house together. Get your own, and then he can get his own, and then y'all can invest. Don't get it together, because if y'all split, now y'all got to split the house, and that house is no longer a good investment. It's a loss.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So this how
single forever is what it sounds like.
No, it's not about being single. Y'all can absolutely get a house together, but don't buy it in both of your names.
No, because I get what you're saying.
It ties up both of y'all's money, and there are benefits to being a first-time home buyer. So then this is just the investor in me speaking. Like, okay, for example, you find a husband, y'all want to buy a house together. Perfect. If one of y'all make enough money to afford that house that y'all are looking at, y'all can absolutely get that house and y'all can handle the finances however you wish. But then the other person, and it's just if you want to diversify your money, your income, whatever, the other person can then buy a house that they can afford and y'all can rent out. And now y'all both can be splitting both of these houses, whatever, however you please. But all I'm saying is there are a lot of benefits to buying a home on your own. And then you do it together, and y'all split, y'all got somebody either gonna take that house and win it and you lose, or y'all gotta sell it and y'all gotta split whatever is left of it. But that don't mean y'all can't get a house together, y'all can't live together. I'm just saying, logically speaking, don't do it. I'm just saying.
Okay. I feel you. I ain't mad at
that. Don't do it. I don't want my name on nobody deed but my own.
Right now though, I'm focused on being single. I've got some prospects, but if I'm being real, I'm so focused on everything else. I'm focused on my image. I'm focused on my business. I'm trying to get some more businesses. I'm trying to get me some daggone sponsorships. I'm trying to get, you know what I'm saying? I'm
How's building that been my going? Team. You got any traction from your new content, Pav?
I think these companies just getting bored because
people are oversaturating well, the content space.
Well, here's the thing. The companies don't even really, but I guess because my manager be reaching out, they don't, maybe it's a different recruiter or something from the brand, but say for instance, I like to tag my products because that gives the company, you know, they can see my stuff. And mm-hmm. a lot of times they'll DM me like, hey, we love your content. Can we send you some products? And in my head, I'm like, you just sent that. How do you think I got it?
Oh my
so
God.
That's been happening to
that
me a lot lately.
Me off, actually, it's like dang, you weren't even genuine the first time. Like you see copy what I'm and saying? Paste in the middle. Yeah.
So I'm like, sure, but then the good thing is a lot of them have been asking, can they repost me on their page
using your content as a free ad? Well, you can always say no, and then ask them to contact your manager for a partnership because obviously they value whatever you created.
Right.
Yeah,
right. So I don't know. I'm appreciative of it, and I do like I said, I do think that me attending these events too have really been helping me. I just need to get better with talking and to people that I don't know, and just in spaces where I don't really know people. It's just so uncomfortable because I'm the only black person that be in there, and it be like 40, 50 people in there, but I'm the only black one, the only black boy. So it's like,
yeah.
I just be feeling all right, but I have to shake that because at the end of the day, it's like, it is what it is. This is just the industry and I have to just deal with it and I don't want to come off insecure.
Yeah.
So I need to step into that, you know?
I don't know if you have worked on, I know we had to do this a lot in college, but work on an elevator pitch. And it's like, if you were in an elevator with somebody, anybody for 30 seconds, what are you going to say about yourself? So I think once you get that spiel down pack, it can make it easier to like break the ice with anybody. Like a lot of that actually helped me a lot with my interviewing skills, like really getting down to like, who am I? What do I like? You know what I'm saying? How do I want to be perceived? And then now I don't care if all these folks.
I don't know. It's tough, but I mean, honestly, even outside of this, this is even in your field, it could be like that. In anybody's field, it could be just, you know, they have face these issues. So I can't be just thinking like I'm the only person in the world who has.
Yeah, you gotta adapt. You just kind of gotta.
I have to adapt to it.
They're like, who cares? Work harder. That's what they say. But yeah, I get it. It can be intimidating. I definitely have felt intimidated, but lately I just don't care. Scheme, scam, get out my way. Scheme, scam, scram. That's the agenda. Just kidding. But y'all know I'm still on my LOA. So it'll be coming to an end next month. Actually, in a month and
how long you got left on your leave of absence?
To the end of April. So okay. I'm just...
Well, you going to take a fake spring break?
Spring break? I graduated from college almost 10 years ago. There's nothing spring break about my life.
I hate people that be so serious. Ooh.
What? I can't take it. What am I taking the spring break from? I don't got no kids. Like,
you didn't take a spring break, but you did go to Quebec.
I did. Ooh, I didn't even talk about my trip. Oh my God, y'all. Oh my God. I had such a great time in Quebec and Montreal. Well, Quebec is the province, Quebec City. I went to Quebec City and Montreal. But it was such a good time. I've been wanting to go to the Ice Hotel for so long. And part of the reason why I had not gone is I only like nonstop flights, and there's no nonstop flight from Atlanta to Quebec City. And I don't think Delta flew to Montreal. I think they did. I also didn't have a nonstop flight. I hate layovers. So I was like, no, I'm not going. And then when I had finally booked the trip, a couple weeks later, freaking COVID, everything shut down. So that didn't happen. And so the year after that, I can't remember. It was always something. I'll tell you that much. And so I just never got a chance to really go. I feel like I've tried to book this trip for 5 years and I finally booked it. I was like, I have to go for my 35th birthday. And there were things that were happening that almost made me not be able to go. And I'm just so grateful I went because I had such a great time. And it was truly a bucket list moment. I'm just like, dang, I'm really here at this ice hotel. The only ice hotel in North America. And the only other one, I think, not the only other one, but there's a major one in Oslo in Norway. And that's like a 9-hour flight. So it's like, am I going to fly 9 hours to see this ice hotel? Or am I going to fly 2.5 to see the one that's in the same continent?
I be wanting to go to like cold places and do stuff like that. But me watching you do that, I was like, I don't know if I could do that.
It's really different when you're traveling, though, because I hate being cold. You know, I hate being cold. But when you, I think it's the experience that makes you not even think about it, because I was absolutely cold. And I definitely had planned to pack a heavier coat. But when I saw the temperature was going to be in the 40s, I'm like, I'll be all right. But inside the hotel, it was really cold. But I mean, I care so much more about the experience that I put all the other stuff to the side. Because it's like, am I just going to be worried about the temperature, or do I want to see this like phenomenon that is the ice hotel? I don't care.
Yeah.
Because even in Iceland, it was very cold. It was like in the 20s. But that was literally one of my favorite destinations ever in the world. And I even considered moving there. And I hate being cold. I literally have cold weather allergies. But I just loved the experience so much that I just did not even care.
And you gave it to me. Because when cold weather allergies, because the thing about it is, when we was in Costa Rica, I didn't have them. Oof. And I remember you was messed up because we was cutting the air on.
Oh, child.
But all of a sudden, within the past 2 years.
It was probably
years,
an earthquake, like on Freaky Friday. It was an earthquake, and it made you...
I don't know, but I carry like 3 nasal sprays in my bag, because I can't... I mean, the slightest bit of air.
Yeah, I listen,
like,
if I
roll the windows down...
And you be sneezing, me too.
I be sneezing, my nose be closing, I be sounding just like this.
Dang, that's the recipe for Alicia. Because I could walk into a room right now that's cold and sneeze and be sick. But you know what's funny? That didn't happen in Quebec. But I had such a good time. And I just love traveling alone, y'all. It's so invigorating. Like, I don't even know if invigorating is the right word. But it's just an amazing experience. I mean, just really being in total control of everything. And I always meet so many solos. Like, I don't think people realize how many people be traveling alone. I went on a tour group. It was 2 couples and 6 solo travelers from all over the world. And one of them was a black lady. She was from the U.S., so she wasn't very forthcoming, but whatever. But it's just such an amazing experience. I mean, to truly be doing exactly what you want to do on your own terms. I never felt unsafe. I'm just walking, doing my own thing. I don't even know French. Everybody spoke French. I was using Duolingo. I was using Google Translate. I didn't even feel intimidated to use it. It just was such an amazing experience. It's just one of those things, man. I just love traveling alone. It's just, I can't even explain. If I can't travel alone, take me to the king.
Yeah, I think that this year is probably going to be the first year that I've tried traveling alone. And I ain't gonna lie, I am terrified. And then it's also a thing too, because I don't see my friends that often. But the group trip thing is kind of coming to an end on my part.
Mm-hmm.
I will join other people's group trip, but just from my last group trip to Dominican Republic, it was fun, but just I think I had just got a different outlook on people, and we still cool. I know I be looking at them posters like, why y'all don't never come back from them group trips friends? But we still friends. But I think that now that
I'm worse than people.
Yeah, it does. And I don't know. Like, I'll join somebody else's trip, but I think for my personal thing, if it's not something that I'm going on with a person that I'm dating or something like that, I'm good. And then it's just like, now it's just weird. Like, I don't want to be going on a trip with my birthday and you know, you got to bring your boyfriend and you got to bring, and I don't want to do that.
Gotta. See, a single solo man.
Yeah, because the thing about it is, my friends who I hang out with, they date, they got boyfriends and stuff like that. But ironically, their boyfriend's birthday and mine are the same week.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's like, it's almost like they're trying to make it like a group thing. Maybe I'm not sharing my trip
exactly.
with nobody.
Exactly. I better travel twice.
See me when you see me. We can do something. We can meet up somewhere. Let's go to Houston or something and celebrate. But I want to go to Hawaii. I found me a little cottage on the beach. $500 for the weekend. It's nice. It's you know. I gotta look at the reviews and stuff again, but I feel like I could just do something like that and be totally fine.
Yeah,
I need
just
a break
treat
anyway.
Yourself, and that's far even from where you live at. So that's definitely a little getaway. Yeah, I mean, you know how I don't mind a group travel. Honestly, the only people I truly travel well with in groups is my cousins. We get along in every circumstance. I mean, we could literally go have to climb through a cave on our bare hands, and we'll come out not enemies. So other than that, I can't even do it, big dog. I was invited on a group ski trip actually in early April. But I decided not to go because everybody in the group they ski regularly, and I have to take some lessons, and I know that even after my lessons, they are going to be skiing on slopes much more advanced than what my skill set would allow. And I don't want to be annoyed. Because where y'all at? But and I think skiing is... I should not. Because this is the thing. These are skiers. Skiers. And when you're okay, a beginner...
How about this? I'll go on a ski trip with you and we can do it. Because I don't know how to ski anyway. And I want to learn.
Yeah. Because the thing is, I'm taking beginner skis. And they... The slopes are ranked in like tiers. And they're like big dogs. So they're not going to ski where I learned how to ski it. They're like... We did that 15 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's one of them things where I would have to like have somebody with me that also can't ski or is able to ski on a level that I would learn. Because it would take several visits for me to be able to get to the level that they're on. So it wouldn't be fair to them and it definitely wouldn't be fair to myself. Mm. But yeah, they're going the first week of April. I had bought a nice little metallic ski suit and everything, but I sent it back.
You should have kept it.
I'm probably going next year. No, it's not. I wasn't about it. I can buy another one. They ain't stopped making them that day. But I might try to put together a ski trip for my birthday next year. And that's going to be the last group travel.
I don't mind that. I would actually do that. I would do that. Because I actually wanted to go skiing when we went to Big Bear. But obviously we got there too late. But the people that I went with as well, they not into that. Like, I feel like... Maybe
it's cold.
One person.
You don't like being cold.
But I made it work though. Cause even though my allergies were fucking up that whole time, I was having a ball.
Yeah.
It was only messing up in the car because they had the windows down and it was snowing. Why are y'all it's not even hot. It's cold.
Yeah.
And I felt like they were doing it to sabotage me. The ride was 2 hours back home. So it's like, why are y'all doing this? I don't know.
It's
finally starting to get hot. Like, I swear,
daylight savings on the day.
Me too. It's starting to finally get hot. On Sunday, it started getting hot. And I've cut my air on for the first time this year today. And it felt so good in here. But after like 15 minutes, I was like, oh, boo, you got to go off because I can't breathe.
I turned that AC on so quick today because I came in from walking Hazel, so we already hot from literally exercising. And I came out, that heat had unbuttoned my shirt. I said, now, hold on now. Now, if we plan a ski trip, your schedule, we just got to talk about this schedule. How in the world are you going to be able to commit to a date for a trip?
Well, if it's something like that, I can take off because obviously for my birthday, I'm going to take off, but I just don't feel obligated
to. If Michelle Obama hit you up during the time of my trip and you cancel, I'm suing. I'm suing the Obamas.
The problem is that right now, everything is starting to pick back up, like I said, from the strike. We're still recovering from the strike.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost a thing where, like, I can't not take no job. Every job that comes my way, I got to say yes because I wasn't working for almost 6 months.
Yeah.
Consistently like that. You know what I'm saying?
Get that money because you got to pay for the skis.
I gotta take them jobs. I can't hang out as much. I can't go to these things and, you know, I can't be available as much because I have to take them.
Yeah.
I know I'm off tomorrow, but I do plan on going to do my laundry. I'm going to try to do my laundry myself again because I went through a laundry company again. Remember I told you I went to a laundry company the first time?
Yeah, and they was leaving your stuff out. Yeah, that's crazy.
I tried another one. And I had like a lot of laundry though, but they only charged me like $100. So I'm like, maybe I could do it again.
A lot, 10 laundry runs, and that's a washing machine.
Exactly. That's why I said that's why I said tomorrow I'm gonna try to do my own laundry again. I'm just gonna get up. But my friend just asked me if I wanted to go hiking tomorrow, so I gotta choose because I can't go hiking and wash lunch because I'm gonna be tired.
Well, the laundry gonna be a priority. So how you gonna make that work? You better get to that bathtub and start scrubbing.
I don't know. I'm going to figure it out. I just have to come up with a routine. I need to incorporate the gym in my routine. I need to start meal prepping because that's also becoming an issue because since I'm so busy, I don't have enough time to cook. And I have so much food in my freezer that I need to get rid of and just cook. So I need to meal prep. I actually might do that now. I'm not doing nothing now. And I just cleaned up, so it's fine. I'll just go to Dollar Tree and get me some meal prep containers and... Do that.
All right. Well, let's wrap this thing up. We don't get people about 15 extra minutes. But yeah.
Well,
so
I'm sorry. I had
ski
to
trip TBD. And
yes.
We gonna Yeah, we're going to see. I would love to go in April, though, because they said it's the end of ski season and everything be cheaper. But we talking about some big steppers, like, for real. So I'm like, thanks for the offer. And they was like, yeah, you know, we agree, honestly. We want you to be there, but you're going to have to need somebody to be. Like, that's not even a trip you can do solo. Somebody got to pick you behind up when you fall and all that. And, you know, it's like, you know, it's like trying to cook a cheeseburger in front of Gordon Ramsay. He's like, okay, girl, if you don't pick up the whole cow and start slicing it. Okay. Anyways, all right, y'all. It's been another episode of OD Podcast. Holla at your girl.
Holla at your twirl.
And your whirl and your curl and your her and your earl. Bye.
See ya.